A blessed day, everyone, and welcome to our day 2 in our prayer and fasting with the theme of victorious living, knowing and doing the will of God. Now today, as we start, let us open this with a word of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you today. We're so excited for the revelations and the convictions that you will be putting in our hearts, O God. That is why, Lord, as we come into your word, allow your Holy Spirit to teach us and let your word surface it in our hearts, O God. We pray that we can encounter you in a beautiful way as we come before you, as we sit at the feet of Jesus, because we are so hungry for more of you, O God. So Lord, have your way now as we dig in to this part 2. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Beloved, before I go to the topic, let me again remind you, if this is your first time to be with us and you want to know how to prepare yourself for prayer and fasting, please, you can scan the QRs here. We have a QR for the video that if you want to watch the instructions, you can scan the QR. Or if you want to download the PDF that I prepared, you can also just scan the QR and then download it. Beloved, we are in the journey of spiritual transformation process. And all the journey that we have is from this book given by my mentor. It's called Cultivating Your Inner Life. It's from Pastor Edmund Chan. And I've been recalling these foundations because we believe that this is very important. The process of our spiritual pilgrimage is very important in order we can see how the Lord is at work in our transformation and as we receive the blessing from the Lord in living our lives victoriously. Yesterday, we talked about the deep search. Today, we'll be talking about the desperate struggle. And you might be asking why the title is talking about the desperate struggle. You know, all of us have struggles. And one of the things that we cannot actually see most of the time is the struggle against the will of God. You know, it's only the surface that we usually feel the struggles that we're handling. For example, we're struggling in our finances, we're struggling in our decisions, we're struggling with our plans, we're struggling in our situation, we're struggling in our season. But remember this, beloved, that all that happened in your life is actually God ordained. It means nothing happens to you, whether good or bad, that's an accident. It means there is an approval. It means that God is in control when it happened to you. That is why sometimes we need to be careful about, and we need to also be reminded that especially in the downtime, especially when we feel like there are a lot of bad things is happening in our lives, sometimes we struggle with the situation. We struggle in controlling it. We struggle in how we can actually solve the problem. But please do know this. Those struggles are superficial. It's very important to guard our heart that will not dig in into struggling in receiving and holding and accepting the will of God. I believe that when we talk about the will of God, the plan of God, sometimes we're just looking about all the positive things and the good things that will happen in our life. But please take note today, beloved, that no, it's not only the good things and the best things that happen is part of the will of God. There are times that you got sickness, you encounter pain and hurt and rejection. There are times that you really have that special need financially, materially, emotionally, spiritually, physically. But please remember this, beloved, we should know how to respond right. And beloved, in the scriptures, there are certain things that the Lord has already made very clear about His will. Pleasing Him, glorifying Him, that's always about His will. And a lot of people wanted an endorsement of their own will or inclination. A lot of people are praying, Lord, what's your will for me? But that moment that the Lord is giving it to them, and they look at it and said, I cannot do this. And then they will pray again, Lord, is there other second opinion? Is there other plan B, plan C, plan D? Sometimes even in asking, every time the Lord is showing it to us, by praying for a second opinion, by praying for option A, B, C, D, other option, it means one thing. We're struggling in receiving and accepting what's really God's will for us. Beloved, let me ask you that question today. Are you in that season? Are you in a season right now that you really know what's God's will for you, but you feel like you are worried, you have fear, in receiving and in doing it. That's why today you're struggling. Beloved, I pray that these verses that will be focused also today in Ephesians chapter 5 verses 15 to 18, the Word of God says, "So be very careful how you live, not being like those with no understanding, but live honorably with true wisdom, for we are living in evil times. Take full advantage of every day as you spend your life for His purposes. And don't live foolishly, for then you will have discernment to fully understand God's will. And don't get drunk with wine, which is rebellion. Instead, be filled continually with the Holy Spirit." Beloved, through this, we are being reminded about how to really understand the will of God. First, we need to be very careful how we live. And there's a description, not being like those with no understanding for what is true, what is right, what can please God, and what are the things that God wants us to do and to obey. But here it says, but live honorably with true wisdom, discerning from the Holy Spirit, discernment from the Word of God. Because today there are a lot of things that can pull us back because we're living in an evil times. If you look around the social media and even the desires of the world right now, it's really, really getting heavy and heavier day by day as we fight the battles of the enemy. And here, there's also a reminder that we need to take the full advantage of every day as you spend your life for His purposes. Remember, God wants you not only to live a life day by day, but to take full advantage of every day. Remember, there's a big difference between just living a day by day, your work, your studies, taking good care of your family. And there's also a difference between taking full advantage of the day that God has given you for His purposes. Not to enjoy it in the worldly things, but for His purposes. And another instruction says, and don't live foolishly, for then you will have discernment to fully understand God's will. Remember, God gave you the authority, the Holy Spirit, and the Word so that you will know how to discern what is really God's will for you. And don't get drunk with wine, which is rebellion. Instead, be filled continually with the Holy Spirit. There's a challenge to be filled with the Holy Spirit, not only once a year, not only every prayer and fasting, but day by day, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Not of the worldly things, not of the worldly desires and pleasures, but by the Spirit of God. Beloved, what is the struggle? What is really the struggle now? Is it really about your business and time? Is it really about your finances? Is it really about your sickness? What is the struggle? If you look at the Bible, if you dig deep upon what's really the struggle in the heart of a man, is this. It is to know and to do the will of God. That's the big struggle. Remember, beloved, 50% of it is knowing God's will. A lot of people says that, oh, I finally get it. This is the will of God, and I'm now victorious. Careful. 50% of it, yes, you are. But the other half of it is doing it. That's the culminating. The launching is knowing and seeking the will of God. But the culminating part is you do the will of God, not in your way, but in His ways. Beloved, struggling to understand the will of God is one of the common things. That's why is it that sometimes we are being pulled back? Again, in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 17 tells us not to act thoughtlessly. God calls us to understand what He wants us to do. But we struggle to understand. Understanding does not come overnight. It does not come by accident. We need to learn to understand what God says to you, to us. Beloved, the number one obstacle to understanding is actually pride. The chief hindrance to learning is not ignorance, but presumptuousness. That's pride. We assume we already know. That's why it's very important, beloved, that when you know the will of God, don't do it, it's the will of God. So easy, just like this. No. Once you see with clarity the will of God, the next prayer that you will do is this. Lord, teach me your ways that I may do your will. There's a big difference between doing the will of God in your own ways that you feel like it's efficient, this is the way that it needs to be done that is good, and also it's so different when you just simply humble yourself and say to God, God, I want that as I obey your will, every single detail of it, step by step, is from you. Beloved, when you follow the Lord in responding to His will for you and doing it in His own ways, you will surely will not miss all the blessings that comes within. Beloved, remember this. We need to humble ourselves. Remember that if we know now that presumptuousness and pride, that's the thing that can hinder us or obstacle. The opposite is what will happen if we humble ourselves before God. We learn to ask the question, what is the Lord teaching me? We seek to understand God's perspective on things. The more we grow in understanding, the less we struggle with it. Notice that. Yes, there will be struggle, there will be hardship in following the Lord, but it will be lesser because you are joining God in His mission. Beloved, not only about struggling in seeking the will of God, but secondly, struggling to do the will of God. Remember that the more crucial struggle is to do what we understand. Remember, it's not just here, but applying it, doing it, is the most challenging one. Often, the problem is not that we do not understand, but we do not do what we understand. Most of the time, the struggle is not about finding the will of God, but not doing the will of God. That's the struggle that is really, really so huge. Beloved, always remember this, that when you do the will of God in His ways, blessings flows. But you will struggle for a little bit. Every time you struggle, please know this, it is a stretch of your faith. It is a stretch of your spiritual maturity. It is a litmus test of your faithfulness and trust and dependence on the Lord. So every time you feel like you're struggling, just push. If you know that this is God's will, no matter how hard it is, no matter how impossible it might be, just push, because you will receive the reward at the end. Beloved, our inner compulsions draw us away from doing what we know. To further understand the nature of the struggle is, we must turn to Romans chapter 7, verse 20. I want to read it from the AMP version. But if I am doing the very thing I do not want to do, I'm no longer the one doing it. That is, it is not me that acts, but the sin or the sinful nature which lives in me. That's what Paul is saying. Now remember that Paul is not excusing himself. Just as the hand cannot be detached from the body, Paul isn't detaching himself for his responsibility for the sins he committed. Rather, he is saying that within us are two natures. This is the theological reason for the disparate struggle that we're facing. I want to encourage you. If you're in the season where there's like a spiritual struggle from your flesh and sinful nature and your desire to really glorify God, I want you to have a time where you can have a book by book, chapter by chapter devotion and journaling and Bible study. You go back to Romans chapter 1 to 8. If you can, just finish up to the last chapter of Romans. Now, I just want to give you a little overview of the themes, especially from Romans chapter 1 to 8. In Romans chapter 1 to 3, Paul demonstrates that all of us have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. In chapter 4, God has given us the justification that comes through in faith in Christ. In chapter 5, Paul shares the benefits of justification. Chapter 6, he writes about the newness of life and liberty. 7, Paul explores the theological reason why we do what we do not want to do. And 8, why do we sin? He speaks of the sin nature within and moves masterfully to the grand theology of redemption and salvation through Christ alone. Beloved, this is a beautiful book to journey with in our personal walk and growth in Christ Jesus. This is where sanctification is needed. Therefore, discipleship is not optional. It is necessary for our sanctification as it tutors us in how to walk in newness and life to deal with the sin nature that is within. Beloved, are you struggling with God's will in your life at this very moment? This is my prayer. Don't resent struggle or the will of God. Don't. To resent the struggle does not resolve it. It is a part of your spiritual transformation. Please know this. Not all struggles are just there so that you will be having a hard life. Most of the struggle and all of it, God is sovereign. It is being done in your life and it will let you grow deeper in Christ Jesus. That's for your spiritual formation. It is necessary part of the journey. Therefore, instead, grow through it. Remember the three words, grow through it. Every time you face hardship, the moment that you feel like you want to give up, you want to surrender, din ako, I don't want this anymore, please tell yourself, Jovin, grow through it. That's part of God's plan for your life. Whatever hardship you're facing right now, whatever hardship or difficulties that maybe you've been bringing this now to the presence of God through this prayer and fasting, this is my prayer, that you can understand, don't resent the struggle or the will of God, but instead, grow through it. Greater blessings are coming your way. Beloved, it is in the struggle that our illusions are exposed. Our need for God is really awakened. The key is to understand what the will of the Lord is, and you do it. Now, this is how we will close this message. This calls for the posture of surrender. If struggling with the will of God, struggling in seeking the will of God, and struggling in doing the will of God, there's only one word that I can really give you today. The word is surrender. When you surrender those things, it will be different when you encounter the Lord. That's why, beloved, as we end and pray, I pray that you are filled with the Word of God. I pray that you've really listened to the voice of the Holy Spirit. That's why as we close, if you are joining us in our online church in Ictus Dumaguete, share your thoughts, what God is telling you, what God wants you to do through your group, or maybe in your family, or small group, or MC, or ministry teams. Just share it. Take time. And then after that, you pray for one another. Don't forget to pray for Ictus Dumaguete. Don't forget to pray for me and Jonah. Include us as we also include you. If you have some prayer requests, especially if you are journeying this prayer and fasting alone, please don't hesitate to contact us. Chat us in our Facebook page so that we will know that you are journeying with us and we can also pray for you. Beloved, thank you so much for joining us. And now let's close with a word of prayer. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word tonight. Thank you, God, for bringing us this blessing of your word and encouragement and guidance and conviction, oh God. Today, Father, we would like to bring glory to your name and bless the discussion time, bless the reflection time, and speak to us straight that we may respond by faith. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. God bless everyone.